The following program is paid for by the Yavapai County Contractors Association and is solely responsible for its content.
On the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM, KQNA, it's
Hammer Time.
Waking Up with YCCA.
Hammer Time is brought to you by Badger Roofing, Elan Electric, Arizona Seamless Gutters, Barrett Propane, Prescott Dirt, Century Painting, The Amazing Foot Spa, Builders Wholesale, Rafter 11, Moyers Heating and Cooling, Vicente Landscaping, and the Yavapai Regional Medical Center.
Now, from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for Hammer Time, Waking Up with YCCA, the Executive Director of the Yavapai County Contractors Association, Sandy Griffiths.
Good morning to you. That's very good,
that's,
Mike.
That's as close as you're going to get.
That is awesome. I got some humming out of you. You do have rhythm.
It took you 7 years to get the hum. It's going to take you at least another 7 years to get any
before
singing.
Before I get singing. You know, listeners, what can I say? My wingman, Mr. Mike Ender's Bent Tree Custom Homes. You know, Mike, great summer weather we're in. It's really so hot. Who wants to froth their coffee?
Good question. I hadn't really looked at that, but that's a very good question.
Yes.
Although it is cooling down with the monsoon, so that's been nice.
We had some great rain. I love the way it's 95 degrees, and then 20 minutes later, it plummets to 60.
Yep, it does definitely make a difference.
It does. Maybe we'll start to turn green, like Kermit the Frog.
Well, hopefully we will. It would be nice to get rid of this fire danger because I think that's going to be with us for a while.
Oh, it will be. Program listeners, fabulous last weekend. Phil Stevens from Ability Remodeling, owner of Prescott Cabinets.
Correct.
And Christopher Barrett of Barrett Floors. Mm-hmm. Two awesome guys, aren't they, Mike?
They are, and that's going to be a great duplicative. Duplicative? I say that five times.
I kind of like that word.
Showroom.
Duplicative. Right. How in the heck? How do you spell that?
With a lot of D's and I's.
Duplicative. Holy moly, Batman. Great program, listeners. If you by chance happen to miss it, tune in to YCCA.org, and it's on our website. But great concept. I like concept better than duplicative.
I do, too, and you can say it a lot easier, too.
So we're going to have another super stellar over-the-top program this morning. Our guests are Mike Moyer, owner of Moyer's Heating and Cooling, and we have the beautiful Jillian Haley Meyerbachtel with us, Haley Construction.
Perfect.
I know.
It will be a good program.
So we're going to have some great information for our listeners. We're going to have a lot of fun, as we normally do. So I would say go froth your coffee.
How about if I just take us to break instead?
Okie dokie.
Okay. You're listening to Hammer Time on Talk of the Radio. Talk of the
Radio.
Let's try this again.
Okay, go.
Talk of the Quad Cities. KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 FM. And if you're lucky enough to be listening to us in Cottonwood or PV, it is 95.5 FM. So we're brought to you by Yavapai County Contractors Association. Please stay tuned for some great messages from our valuable sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Ready to rock a new look for your landscape? Hi, this is Sam, and our team at Prescott Dirt will help you design your rock oasis. We are proud to be an authorized pavestone dealer offering top quality landscaping products from pavers, Rumblestone, and Rumble Wall. Shop our large selection of flagstone and palletized boulders so you don't get stuck between a rock and a hard place. Conveniently located in Prescott and Prescott Valley, give Prescott Dirt a call at 636-5844 or online at PrescottDirt.com, and we will rock you.
Absolutely amazing. This is what people are saying about Amazing Foot Spa in Prescott and Prescott Valley. Hi, I am Sunny, the owner of Amazing Foot Spa. We specialize in Chinese reflexology. With massage reflexology and healing acupressure, we work your feet, hands, and head for a can't-miss experience. With three locations and only $35 for a one-hour session, you can step into relaxation. To book an appointment at Amazing Foot Spa or for more information, visit us at AmazingFootSpaAZ.com.
When it comes to patio doors, you want style and innovation.
When it comes to windows, you want energy efficiency and durability. I'm Ty from Builders Wholesale. We have all that to offer and then some. Builders Wholesale wants you to have unbeatable quality with all the choices you want in custom windows and patio doors. At Builders Wholesale, it's all about you. So give us a call at 778-6655 or check out our product lines at builderspresskit.com.
Do not paint your own house. If you paint your house, you will spill the paint. If you spill the paint, you will have to replace your floor. To replace your floor, you will pay the floor man enough money to go to Hawaii. Don't pay your floor man to go to Hawaii. Call Century Painting. We will paint your house, not spill the paint, save you money, and send you to Hawaii. So call Century Painting, 778-2374, or go to centurypainting.com.
You're listening to Hammer Time, Waking Up with YCCA. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Hey, good morning out there, favorite listeners, family, friends, folks on Pluto, Mars.
All points.
Oh, all points north, south, east, and west. Okay, listeners, duplicative is a real word. It means having two parts, double, from Latin duplicatus. So, Mike, I am so impressed.
So, well, it really is a 25-cent word, which I really had no idea was coming out of my mouth. But what I was just trying to say is that they had a great idea of using two separate segments, floor goods as well as cabinetry, in the same showroom.
So, exactly. Having two parts.
Right. So I think they've done a good job.
Two parts to their business. So duplicative. Okay. We have two parts to our program this morning.
Ooh, very good segue.
Yes.
I like that.
How do you like that? Kimasabi. Mike Moyer, owner of Moyer's Heating and Cooling. And let's bring Jillian Haley in from Haley Construction at the same time.
Perfect.
We'll have a real duplicative program.
And we welcome you both to the table.
Hi, kids.
Good to be here.
Good to be here.
How good?
Not great. It's the morning. Let's have some
wonderful,
fun.
Wonderful. Exciting.
There you go. So, what's going on, Mike, in the HVAC business? And then we're going to segue right over here to Jillian with her construction business.
Well, right now it's all about efficiency. Summer, it's warm, and comfort. We're talking about the ductless mini splits that we're seeing out there, and we're seeing them take over pretty much a lot of the new construction, troubled rooms, and taking care of high efficiencies.
You know, you're right. I've been getting a lot of phone calls from homeowners asking about the ductless systems. Mm-hmm. So our column in Friday's newspaper was on the ductless HVAC systems. The front page of the real estate section, listeners, Daily Courier. So what does it mean? What's a ductless system?
Ductless system takes an air handler and places it somewhere in the room. We have room-by-room control. And SEER rating's as high as 42 right now, which puts them well over the top of a ducted system. We have no duct loss and no indoor air quality problems that the ductwork seems to bring about from leakage or any problems that you have.
So that's going on in your world of construction, big ductless systems. Jillian, what's going on with Haley Construction?
Well, we're just busy getting, I don't know.
Work done.
She's put me on the spot. Here we go. We're working and working. Things are going good. I see you're pulling out an interview over there, and I know you've always got something up your sleeve, Sandy.
Well, for our listeners, for our 2018 Building Yavapai magazine, it's out and about, and I know many of you've seen it. Jillian, you've seen it. Mike, you have a copy. Both Mikes. We talked about Heir Apparent, our local Heir Apparent stories and local contractors. Mm-hmm. And one of the premier local families carrying on construction is Haley Construction. You guys are one of the, should we say, oldest, longest?
Established.
Thank you, my wordsmith. Companies, I mean, since
1955, that's when my grandparents came here. And they came here in 1960. They started the business in 1955 in Globe, Arizona, and quickly decided to move here. And then in the 70s, my uncle and my dad, Tom and Bill Haley, took over the business. And then in 2014, my brother and I, Alan Crary, we bought the business. And we're going strong.
So how fabulous is that? I mean, number one, you're a female working in pretty much a man's business industry, which is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. More and more women are coming out, and it's the way to go. So, Jillian, kudos to you.
Well, thank you. I think that we are seeing more women involved in the construction industry. We have a number of really wonderful women in our own office that are just amazing, and they've actually been in it in the business far longer than I have.
Now, Kathy, in your office, what is her position?
Other than amazing at everything, both her and Diane, and then we also have Ruth in our office. She's a newer addition. They're just wonderful. Kathy is she's what you would she acts as a project engineer. So she does. I mean, if it should be documented, can be documented, wasn't documented, it will be documented. but she does a whole lot more than just documentation. She has a lot of subcontractor correspondence. She helps us in our bidding process. Most of our subcontractors know her very well. She's also our safety officer, so she organizes all of our safety. She's out in the field taking pictures, making sure that everyone's wearing their hard hats and their safety vests, and just following up with our superintendents. So, I mean, she's just – and she's also keeps track of me once in a while.
She's a pretty awesome woman out there in the field. Oh, so now, Mike, your son Jeremy is in the biz with you.
Yeah, he's working. He works summers, you know,
okay,
right
perfect.
Now. He's been working with me since he was about 13.
So is that a future heir apparent story coming out?
It is probably a future. We're trying to see what he does right now. He's still playing baseball, so he'll be in his senior year this year. He's playing for Arizona Christian University this year. He had kind of a bad run last year with the University of Nebraska, and he's basically bouncing back off that. So we're doing our thing.
Boy, talk about a bad run. I don't mean to interrupt, but the Diamondbacks got 20 runs against my San Diego Padres. 20? Seriously.
What's wrong with that?
Has there ever been a best baseball score that high?
You know, if they would have kept all those runs for the next night, they may have.
I know. 20-3 or
but
something.
But you're right. You usually
Holy
don't see that
moly.
In the majors.
Sorry, I didn't mean to get off track. Talk about a bad run. What did the two of you see? You know, Mike, you with Jeremy, and then Jillian, you with your brother Alan, you're taking over the company. I know your dad is probably still a little involved from the outskirts. What's it like to run a family business?
It can be a challenge.
It can certainly be challenging, but it's very rewarding also.
In what way, Jillian?
The challenge or the reward?
The reward. The reward.
I think there's a lot of pride that comes with taking something that goes back in generations of your own family, seeing where things have come from, and then being able to, for Alan and I, especially over this last year, many of you know that Bill is out of the business now, and he was very hands-on up until about May of last year. My dad's a little less hands-on, as in traveling around the country in his RV.
Yeah, like vacation.
Right. You know what? He worked for a very long time, and so I'm happy for him and my stepmom Lee that they're able to do that. But yeah, the being able to take what has been built, see their hard work that my grandparents started. I mean, we're still working out of the same office that is on a walkway away from my grandparents' home. So, you know, we get to go to work and look at the deer, but we also get to think about all of those ethics and values, the integrity that is passed on. So that's something that's
it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, there's a.
No, there's no doubt. It's fun to watch your children grow into the business. And that's what I'm starting to see right now with my son, is that he's starting to take a real interest in what we're doing. Mm-hmm. He was doing it for a summer job before, but he's seeing the future now. Possibly for himself, but, you know, those are things to be manipulated, as they say, later. But watching him actually take an interest, he actually took over all of our online stuff, which we needed help with because I'm not very good at it. I'm pretty good with my hands, but when it comes to the computers, I like the youngsters to take that over.
And he did a good job.
Oh, he brought our review ratings up and all the stuff that we were supposed to be working on. That we, you know, me, I'm going to go work on something. He wants to play with that stuff, and he understands it a whole lot better than we do.
You know, and it's interesting as our society continues to change and evolve, and I'm not sure it's always evolving in the right direction, but as it evolves, one thing that seems to be going by the wayside is tradition. And that's one of the things that the heir apparent concept really focuses back on, and that is tradition. And that's, I think, very well suited for our industry.
You're absolutely right, Mike. It did. When you read all these articles in this magazine, so much tradition and family values and wisdom and beautiful miracles of fathers and sons, yep, and mothers and sons and daughters working in the construction biz. We have to take a break. You want to try again one more time?
Oh, no. I wore myself out the first time.
Okay. Jillian, take us to break.
Really?
Don't go away. We have with us at the table Mike Moyer, owner of Moyer's Heating and Cooling, and Jillian Meyer-Bachtel. Jillian Haley Meyer-Bachtel.
It's a mouthful.
It is a mouthful, Jillian. Do you have to write it on checks?
With the Haley, you can see legibly.
Okay.
And you can see an M afterwards.
But other than that, forget it. Don't go away, listeners. We'll be right back.
It's summer at Rafter 11. Join us every Tuesday for a taste of fresh greens from the farmer's market and Rafter 11's beautiful salad dressings. On Fridays, get a flight of three wines and an appetizer for only $7. Saturday, join us on the patio for live music. We always have coffee and homemade scones, wine with roasted pecans, walnuts, and almonds bathed in savory olive oils and spices, or try our delicious seasonal bruschetta on house-made artisan bread. Rafter 11, where quality and community connect.
Hi, this is Roger Barton, owner of Badger Roofing, a proud member of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Badger Roofing is a locally owned family business, and we've been providing quality roofing services in the Prescott area and northern Arizona since 1994. At Badger Roofing, we're working hard every day to continue our tradition of providing exceptional quality and service to you, our valued customers and friends. Give us a call at 771-8770 or online at badgerroofing.net. At Badger Roofing, we've got you covered.
What's that sound? That's your air conditioner? That unit's no spring chicken. Now you can have a top-of-the-line heating and cooling system, including a 10-year warranty, without draining the bank. Whether you're in the market for a new system or a repair, turn to your Carrier experts at Moyer's, where we have 60-month financing available that will keep you living comfortably on those dog days of summer. Give us a call at 772-4346 or check out terms and conditions at moyershvac.com, where we put honesty before profit. You have my word on it.
You're listening to Hammer Time, Waking Up with YCCA. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. Come on, Mike Moyer.
We're going to start the coffee game again, right?
Jillian, don't let me swing out here by myself. Good morning to you.
Nobody wants to hear me sing. I do sing to my daughter once in a while, but, you know, she's one.
She's one. So, and speaking of daughter, this is a brand new heir apparent coming up in the construction biz.
We'll see. She's pretty young to be planning her destiny. I feel like she gets to have a little bit of a say in it at some point.
Probably, yes.
So now, has Grandpa Tom given her her first tool belt?
You know what? Now that I think about it, I'm not sure, but I will tell you, she was 2 weeks old when she was on her first job site. So, you know, we had her on the job site. We were planning some things out. It was actually our own office. We were doing a little bit of remodel, and I was doing the design on it. So they said, yeah, you just had a baby, but why don't you just bring her down?
Yeah, we got to get this work done. Yeah. So, Mike, you're a brand new grandpa.
Yes, ma'am.
Congratulations.
Thank
Yay. July 4th.
July 3rd, actually. Okay. I made that mistake because, obviously, I was still trying to wake up from the all-nighter.
A boy baby or a girl baby?
A boy, Braden Lee.
Oh, very cool. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I think we're going to be seeing him around. I know the daughter, which is working at Chino Valley High School at this point, is pretty excited about this whole thing. And Grandma, you ought to see that. I can't even keep my wife in the house. She's over there. Second we got.
Spoiling.
And we have pictures of my daughter, actually, when she was 3 and 4 on job sites around here with her hard hat.
Very
we
cool.
used a little advertising ploy with her hard hat on, stand on a ladder.
Well done.
Works well.
That's cute.
Don't challenge kids, when it comes to that stuff.
Let's go back. This ductless system is kind of intriguing. So how does it work?
Well, basically, you have an air handler inside. You have a refrigerant line that runs
to the... Okay, we have listeners.
Okay.
I know. What's it? Let's share with them what an air handler is.
Air handler is anything that moves air. So we have a blower unit.
Could I be an air handler?
Depends on what time of day it is, I'm sure.
Mike, don't go there. Okay.
Okay.
So basically what we're trying to do is room-by-room control. We have one thermostat that controls the room. Each room is controlled separately. We can have up to 5 air handlers on one outdoor unit. And once again, the SEER ratings are over the top.
What do you mean by one outdoor unit? What's an outdoor unit mean?
An outdoor unit would be what we would consider a condensing unit in the trade, or that unit that sits out beside your house and makes all that racket and blows all that hot air up.
So you're saying that a home, could have 5 individual ductless
Absolutely.
Things inside.
Ductless, we could have either a floor console, we could have a ceiling mount, or we could have a high wall. They also make a ducted air handler for small applications, which would be 3 or 4 outlets, let's call it.
Why is this taking over the market all of a sudden?
Inverter technology, meaning that we're going to get into the technical side of it, but it's very, very efficient, and it does away with ductwork. So when we lose the ductwork, we lose any chance for leakage or bringing in pollutants.
Okay, Builder
so
Mike.
Higher efficiency.
Higher efficiency. Uh-huh. Are you up to speed? Are you building homes with ductless systems?
We are always speeding. Yes, we are. And
you
in
are.
Fact, one of the homes that we're under construction with right now is going to have a minimum of 4 ductless systems and potentially a 5th one.
That's very impressive.
We just came off a house that had 17 systems in it.
No. Seriously.
It's a great system for unique situations, in my opinion, i.e. if you have a remote room or a remote outbuilding, rather than buying a furnace just to heat one building and a separate air conditioning system, you can go with a ductless system.
It's a great place for trouble rooms. If you have that south-facing room that you can't have control over, thermostats in the middle of the house, and we put something in there to separate that room and keep your comfort level in that room. And super high efficiency heating and cooling, and it will heat down to negative 20.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Jillian, are you building buildings with ductless?
Yeah, we're seeing both residential and
commercial. Oh, my gosh.
And it's also, and I think you could speak to this a little bit better, Mike, or Mike's. But in multifamily residential is where we first started seeing it, and then from there it seems to have taken off quite a bit. But I do have a question for you. How does that design is more my side, and so I leave the construction, the actual technical stuff, to the professional subcontractors here that know exactly what they're doing. How does that retrofit into, say, an older home?
Older homes are where we're seeing them really take off.
Yeah.
We're doing away with ductwork in these older homes because the ductwork would have had to been replaced anyways. We're coming in with either the high wall, which if you look those, they're really nice looking, 9x9. They're not very big. They're quiet.
Now, let me interrupt. Sorry. For our listeners, what do you mean by high wall?
High wall would be a air handler inside the room
with its own controller hanging on the wall. It usually is within 13 inches of the ceiling.
So high on the wall.
High on the wall.
Got it.
Then we also have a cassette, which would look like a big register. And we also have a floor console that's available that would look like a radiator. So we're trying to emulate things that are already there and people don't understand, but they get both heating and cooling out of that.
Okay, so back to Jillian's question. Did it get answered?
I think it did get answered very well, actually. I think that there's a lot of people that are interested in
the older homes.
Right, the older homes, and we're seeing, I think, Mike Enders, you know a lot about this. There's a lot of remodeling happening, and I think one of the things that's important for our listeners and people who are building to know is the options that are out there for that.
Right.
That's, if you're going to remodel your home, it's not just the new floors and that sort of thing, putting in those high efficiency types of updating those systems in the home.
Yeah, well, right. and the other thing which Mike pointed out as far as troubled areas, someone might think, gee, I'm going to have to replace my whole heating and cooling system because this one room never gets addressed correctly. And it might be much more feasible to put in a ductless mini split in that one particular high vaulted room and leave the heating air conditioning system that's in existence to do the rest.
We see that typically on three-story homes.
Uh-huh.
We have the thermostat on the middle story. It's never worked correctly from day one. And we put in a mini split on the upper floor master bedroom bathroom suite, and the people are happy as a lark with the system that was already installed there.
Great point.
I kind of like this.
I think you need to get a three-story home so we can prove that to you.
You go first.
Well, I can help, so come on over in.
Yeah, let's install those babies. And so they're efficient. Why? Because
well, the efficiency is gained because it's an inverted system. When we talk about inverter, it says seven stages. Where we used to talk two stages was a big deal, we have seven different speeds. We're addressing the outdoor temperature and the load of the house, and we're only putting into the house what is needed for that.
Oh, here's a question, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, you know how all of our building jurisdictions require the manual J's and the D's and all of that. Mm-hmm. Is it still required then with the ductless system?
You're still required. Your manual J doesn't change.
Okay.
But what it does is we back off the duct load. The ductwork is now inside the envelope for heating and cooling, so we can lower how much we need to heat and cool that because we have no duct loss in that 140-degree attic.
So, and you hear the terms ramping up and ramping down, and that's what those allow you to do, is not put all of the muscle right out there in front. Sometimes you only need half a muscle, and you can control it with a ramped speed.
Well, we do design. Your manual J is designed for maximum output, and it is also designed at a certain temperature.
Correct.
Being 94 here and 15 degrees is the way we design. Others have their own little games of how they play that design game. But what we can do is now actually address what's happening outside and adjust our load for what's happening. So 70% of the time, we'll be running on low stage or less than half capacity
so
to heat and cool that house.
So there's the efficiency.
Right.
Ah, very cool.
Or the half muscle.
Yeah, or the half muscle. Okie dokie. We're at the bottom of our hour, listeners. Don't move. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean, burn, and propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane. The name you trust.
It's time to brighten up your home. Everyone can use better lighting. It's time to call Elon Electric.
Remember, Jimmy, that's just part of what our company does. Hi, I'm Jim with Elon Electric. We're a full-service electric company.
That's right, Dad. We can handle anything electrical for all our residential and commercial customers.
And that's why you should hire Elon Electric. Call Jim.
Or Jimmy.
273-7538. Or visit Elon Electric. That's E-L-A-N Electric, I-N-C.com.
And we're licensed, bonded, and insured.
All gutters are not created equal. So before you spend your hard-earned money on gutters that may not withstand Arizona's harsh elements, call Arizona Seamless Gutters, a trusted name for over 30 years. Hello, friends. This is Travis Stedman, owner of Arizona Seamless Gutters. Stop in and see our showroom on 6th Street. We have gutters in all price ranges and a full range of gutter accessories, including gutter covers, rain chains, and a variety of rain barrels. Call 778-1818 for a free estimate. Arizona Seamless Gutters. Quality products, people, and service you can count on. At Arizona Seamless Gutters, we take pride in our work. We install the best quality gutters with the best possible materials like Galvalume, the strongest seamless gutter available. We always use new, updated, and well-maintained equipment and have a huge inventory at all times in our warehouse. Every gutter installation is tested to ensure proper flow as well. Call us to schedule a free estimate or stop by and see us on 6th Street. Arizona Seamless Gutters. Quality products, people, and service you can count on. YCCA members for nearly 20 years.
It's time to brighten up your home. Everyone can use better lighting. It's time to call Elon Electric.
Remember, Jimmy, that's just part of what our company does. Hi, I'm Jim with Elon Electric. We're a full-service electric company.
That's right, Dad. We can handle anything electrical for all our residential and commercial customers.
And that's why you should hire Elon Electric. Call Jim.
Or Jimmy.
273-7538. Or visit Elon Electric. That's E-L-A-N electricinc.com.
And we're licensed, bonded, and insured.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean, burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with YCCA. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Hey, good morning out there, favorite listeners. I'm going to talk about single muscle efficiency ductless air conditioning systems and green tea.
What do you think, Mike? Think we ought to give her a pass on that one?
I leave it alone.
Wait a minute. Jillian supports me.
Of course I do. Because okay. You support us, Sandy.
Thank you.
Good job.
So it's busy out there. I mean, incredibly busy.
Yes, we're seeing a rise, certainly in residential, and commercial, but we've seen a rise. We're seeing everything from the mid-level home to remodels to the higher-end market is coming back, which
is
both specialize in that market, which is nice to see. It's very nice to see because go ahead.
Well, there's no doubt the air conditioning side, I mean, right now it's, you know, summer
and hot.
We can't really keep enough people on staff that are trained to keep after it, but we're doing our best and we're swimming just like everybody else. But if you can see it, the new construction side we're seeing come around. We're seeing the residential side take off, and we're definitely seeing some uptake in commercial. You know, that's what happens to us in the summer.
And that's what I was going to ask both of you as far as the uptick in commercial, because that's an industry I don't get involved in. And I was just curious as to TIs, new buildings, what you're seeing out there.
I'm seeing both, actually, right now. And some larger commercial projects, which is an indication that there's more business and the economy is starting to come. Well, not starting to come back. Very much come back. In fact, what we're seeing more is the lack of resources. Everybody's so busy, and I'm sure everyone can relate to that. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. Mm-hmm. But It is. A lot of people don't understand why you can't get something done in 3 or 4 months because everybody's trying to get it done. But at the same time, it's a good problem to have. So the commercial market is definitely coming back, not just in the TI or the remodel of existing, but new construction and on large scale.
Interesting.
We're seeing all that in the same fold. What I would like to say is that it's a problem within the trades themselves, I would say, that we tradesmen are very difficult to find right now. Mm-hmm. Trained guys that know what they're doing, and we're having to start from the bottom because we've lost that middle of the ground right now.
What I like to explain to people is that when things were going crazy in the early 2000s, we had a commensurate number of vendors for jobs. And then when the market dropped off and eventually the vendor level drop down to meet the level of demand, that all works out. But then when the business picked up and the demand picked up, those vendors that moved aren't coming back. So we need to look at either expansion within the existing or attracting new vendors. And that just isn't happening right now. Everybody's busy in the other locations, too. So we've got an increasing business side and a static amount of vendors. And so the vendors are, and Mike, you can attest to this, I'm seeing more and more that the vendors are busier now than they were when things were going crazy in the early 2000s.
That's a problem we're having because we don't have the trained help.
Correct.
It comes down to that.
Mm-hmm.
We have to train from the ground up right now. We're not getting those mid-tier, three-year guys that we can set alone and turn them loose after a couple weeks,
right,
and figure out what, you know, they just don't exist right now.
And much kudos goes to Sandy here sitting in our room because she's well aware of that, and she's been working on some different programs with the college, with grants, and YCCA is hot after resolving that problem.
You know, they are hot after it, and I'm proud of this organization and our members like Mike and Jillian and you and so many others. They're supportive. They're standing behind us. And, I mean, our really exciting venture is our $15,000 grant from United Way.
Mm-hmm.
And like Mike said, we're starting at the bottom, seeking these young men and women to teach them about the trades and how exciting it could be and how they can learn from it and they could be heir apparent and making money.
And just I think that, yeah, we're seeing that situation right now, but we have a wonderful opportunity to present to a lot of the, I say kids, but young adults that are coming, would like to be back in Prescott, Arizona, mm-hmm, versus a large city, because the opportunity is there now to show these young adults that these skilled trades are very good,
valuable,
well-paying, valuable jobs,
right,
that have job security. Mm-hmm. And that's, you don't necessarily have to go to Silicon Valley to do well. And I think that there, once you get to a certain age, sometimes you start to say, well, maybe I kind of want to be in a nice smaller town with nice weather. And it certainly happened to me, not to say I didn't love New York City, but so we all have that opportunity. The
right
people that are in it now is to bring that new generation in. It takes a lot of work, but it's a great opportunity.
It
well,
is.
As they say, college isn't for everybody.
You're right,
and
Mike.
We can bring in guys, and they can make, you know, $25 to $55 an hour and basically build things. And the stuff that, you know, we kind of got away from for a while is that how cool is it to put something together and it works?
Mm-hmm.
And you actually can make it work, and you know why it works and what it does. And you could actually have that pride in that accomplishment, let's
mm-hmm
call it. The youngers today just don't understand that, and I think that that's part of the problem we have as a society almost. We're getting a little deep here, but I believe that is an issue. Once we can teach them what it is and the value in that and give value to that, also they're going to make a great living. Right now there's 5,000 jobs. Monday morning, today, when I looked on HVAC, for trained HVAC people, there's 5,000 jobs in the continental United States
oh
today.
My gosh.
Wow.
That's huge.
Yep.
We see that too. Right? And not specifically for that mm-hmm trade, but for if you look at any construction trade right now, there's a need. And I mean, we're always looking for more on the construction management side of it. So there's some great positions
there,
and
are
there's really some great programs here in our own county, but also in the state.
So we will get through this.
Yes,
we will. And there is a light at the end of the tunnel. We just need to stay after it and keep moving it forward.
And the good news is we've determined that it's not the train coming at us. It really is the light at the end of the tunnel.
It very much is.
You know, and with the Mike Moyers and their philosophy and the Jillian mm-hmm Haley Meyer-Bachtels and her ethics and way of thinking and business entrepreneurship, yours, Mike.
We'll make it.
We will make it. Guaranteed to make it, kids.
I think we are making it.
Yes.
I think that things are very bright, and certainly here in the Quad Cities area.
It really is. And like I always say, I mean, this is the industry that built America. It's never going away. It will never close down and never go away.
We'll see it change and morph into other things. But it's going to be here for years and years to come.
It will be. Okay.
And so will we, Mike.
Yeah.
And Mike.
Well.
Yes. Yes. Because.
Gray hair is giving it away, isn't it?
We drink green tea. And not Arizona green tea, Mike.
Okay. I'm shamed.
Yeah. Liz, we were talking about being healthy, drinking green tea, listeners. My wingman. Yeah, Sandy, he says I drink green tea, Arizona green tea.
It's a start. It's definitely
a start. It is a start. But it's going to be a stop.
Well, look at it this way. Some of us just need more sweetening than others.
Oh, yes. Very good. Very good.
I don't think she bought that
one. I did.
Well played.
Very good. Yeah, very well. Don't go away, listeners. We'll be right back.
When it comes to patio doors, you want style and innovation. When it comes to windows, you want energy efficiency and durability. I'm Ty from Builders Wholesale. We have all that to offer and then some. Builders Wholesale wants you to have unbeatable quality with all the choices you want in custom windows and patio doors. At Builders Wholesale, it's all about you. So give us a call at 778-6655 or check out our product lines at builderspresket.com.
Need landscaping? Need yard maintenance? Do you have weeds? Do you need FireWise cleanup? Then home or business, Vicente Landscaping is the company for you. Over 20 years, Vicente Landscaping has provided creative, innovative, and cost-effective landscape services to the Central Highlands. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Vicente Landscaping is committed to ensuring your complete satisfaction. So spruce up your yard with Vicente Landscaping.
Ready to rock a new look for your landscape? Hi, this is Sam, and our team at Prescott Dirt will help you design your rock oasis. We are proud to be an authorized pavestone dealer offering top quality landscaping products from pavers, rumble stone, and rumble wall. Shop our large selection of flagstone and palletized boulders so you don't get stuck between a rock and a hard place. Conveniently located in Prescott and Prescott Valley. Give Prescott Dirt a call at 636-5844 or online at PrescottDirt.com, and we will rock you.
Step into relaxation at the Amazing Foot Spa in Prescott and Prescott Valley. Hi, I am Sonny, owner of Amazing Foot Spa. With Chinese reflexology and acupressure, our incredible team of technicians can help reducing stress, improve blood circulation, stimulate nerve function, and much more. With three locations and only $35 for a one-hour session, you will see why we call it amazing. To book an appointment at Amazing Foot Spa or for more information, visit us at AmazingFootSpaAZ.com.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with YCCA. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Seriously, we are on the south side of the program this morning.
Quickly catching back up to the North Point.
Absolutely. Great show, you two. What do you want to talk about? This is your show, Julian.
Good point. Yep.
Share with our listeners, what's important to you for the industry or your business or you as a woman? What's going on?
Wow.
How's
well,
that?
It's not loaded,
there are so
is it?
Many directions to go with that, Sandy.
Glad you started that one.
Not to put you on the spot or anything. I guess that's why I'm here, right?
Yes.
Well, we've got a lot going on. We at Haley Construction, we've got lots of new changes taking place. It's been an exciting year for us. I've come back into the business where I was gone for about a year doing some interior design coursework, which is great, which is a lot of fun. So I'm starting to get that started, and I've got some clients I'm working with, and that's something that we'll offer at Haley, either in-house or that sort of thing. It's just nice to have that under my belt now, so that when we work with a lot of high-end custom residential clients, and there's a big need for helping with the selection process. So I can either do that as a full interior designer, or work alongside their architect and their selected designer. So, and that's one of the things that Kathy helps out a lot with. She's excellent, and we have a new program sort of established on how we run that through our business, which is great. Of course, that also lends itself to commercial. So, yeah, we've got commercial work coming at us, and I know a lot of the other generals here in town that are our competition, but also our friends, are also doing very well. So,
you know, you just said the great word, competition, but friends.
Yep.
Seriously, everybody loves one another, and they're friends.
And that is, I believe, more indicative in a smaller environment,
yes,
like Prescott than in a large city. A large city, it's cutthroat. And that's one of the things that's so attractive to this community.
Yeah. It's something that we've seen. You know, you talk about heir apparent and what you see through the generations. There's a number of other general contractors here that are commercial and residential. And we all, I mean, Mike and I are sitting here having a conversation about our businesses together. And I see that very much with other people whose parents started their family businesses. I see that with Brian Balmadieri. He's a great, great person. He's been, you know, very much the same as what Alan and I have done. I think he got started a little bit before I did. So, but we all have stuff to learn from each other. And at the end of the day, if we need to all support each other and help one another out, we will.
You
do. And
that's how it is. It's really great. And I think one of the coolest things that we did for our home show advertising, we used Jillian's team for our home show ads, along with Jeb Johnson, Jebco, for being in the most fabulous home show ads ever. And these were such troopers.
Yep. Yes, they were.
They were very good.
They will never, ever, ever let me live down making them do it. No, I'm just kidding. They were happy to do it. And, of course, as soon as I got the photos, I plastered them all over our office and emailed them out to everybody we know.
It was just great. I mean, these hardcore guys acting so silly and funny. And I just only hope that the Courier wins an award over this design ad series, because they were fabulous from top to bottom.
Next year, huh?
Yeah, don't answer the phone when I call.
I know they all had a lot of fun with it.
Good troopers. But it is. It's special. It's heartwarming. It's being able to drive down the street and see Jeb and Brian and Mike and Jillian
and so many others.
So many others where you can wave and
we all know the good guys in the trades, and we wave and we try to be helpful. I mean, I receive calls looking for manpower help. We try to, if we can, help out when we can. Other companies, you know, we ask for help when we need it. There's some guys that have specialties.
Sure.
They will make a phone call. Hey, well, what happens with this? Oh, I get it now, and then we'll move on. And it's great to be able to have that resource to you without feeling, how do you put it, like putting someone out. Let me put it that
way.
I love to learn from other businesses. That's how I got going and learned a lot from a lot of people around here.
And that not only happens on the vendor level, but also happens on the contractor, the general level. It's not uncommon for generals to call each other and say, hey, who do you use for this trade? Or do you have, you know, gee, I need a painter on this one. Or, you know, I've been using this guy and he could use some more work. So there's a lot of interactive communication.
Absolutely. We see that, too, and it's definitely a benefit of being here in Prescott and working in the Quad Cities area.
Yes, indeed it is.
It is.
So, Mr. Wingman Mike, what's going on with you besides your house that has five ductless systems in it? That's pretty impressive.
That's 8,000 square feet. That's quite an interesting
project. Where is that house being built?
It's out in American Ranch.
Ah.
And they bought two lots. So the residence is 8,000, but then there's a separate pool house and then a third structure for a gym and art studio. So.
Wow. Would they like to adopt some kids?
I'm first in line. Thank you very much. But to answer your question, we're all in this industry blessed to be on this side of the curve. It's much, much happier to get up and say, gosh, you know, I need to get this done, and how am I going to get it done, instead of waking up and saying, gosh, I sure wish I had something to do.
And sometimes we have to remind ourselves that,
yes,
though.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Well, and I think it carries over not only within the trades. I think everybody can find themselves being stressed out and trying to get from one place to the other. So mm-hmm. as generals, we have to walk that path, you know, not having too much pressure on our subcontractors and the trades. But also, I think it carries over to the client. When you're happy that you're doing your job, when you're Good not point. Scared about what's going to come next, your customer service becomes an entirely different picture.
Right.
So
I know that for myself, when I'm driving by myself down the road, if I can vent and argue with myself and get everything out, then I'm a much more pleasant person to deal with.
Absolutely.
On the other end.
So you talk to yourself when you drive?
So moving right along, Sandy.
I've seen you do it, Sandy. I've been caught.
I think I sing to myself.
You know, it is funny in this day and age where we all have mobile phones.
Oh, gosh, I know.
A lot of them are connected to Bluetooth in the vehicles, and I will catch myself talking over the vehicle, so I'm hands-free, but I'll happen to glance over at a stoplight, and invariably I'll see generally an elderly person
like, who are
looking
you?
At you, yeah. Like, who are you talking to? You're by yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, life is good. We're all on the right path to success and exciting ventures, and again, Mike Moyer, Moyer's Heating and Cooling, Jillian Haley Meyer Bachdahl. You can see the H on the check and the M, but that's it. A real pleasure and honor to have you two with us this morning.
Yes, thank you very much.
This is a fabulous show. We talked about everything from some psychology of management, and we got kind of deep for a while. We talked about building, construction, green tea.
Green tea, the trades.
The trades.
The condition of help right now.
Yeah.
So we
covered it all.
I think the only thing we've got left now is how to get a hold of these folks.
You well, got it. So share.
Okay, I guess I'll go first. I got it. You can get a hold of Haley Construction at HaleyConstructionAZ.com. Please take a look. We are updating the website. But it's still there for you, or 928-445-1281. We're always happy to hear from anybody who needs a little bit of help building.
You know, and one of the things that you guys do great at, historical renovations.
We do.
Oh, my gosh. That is high on your list of good things to do.
It is.
You're well versed in that.
Yeah, that is one thing that we love.
All you need to do is walk in the Elks Club or the Elks Center or whatever you would call that.
You guys just hit on where a ductless mini split would shine.
Yeah. And how would they reach you, Mr. Moyer?
Yeah. Well, you can reach Moyer's Heating Cooling 24-hour service at info@moyershvac.com or the old-style way with the phone, 928-772-4346, serving the Tri-City area and everywhere else in Yavapai County since 1998.
Ooh, you old guy, you.
Yeah, look at me, gray hair and all.
I feel like he's done this before. I need to get some lessons on how to do my little plug there.
How long have you been serving the Quad City area, Jillian?
Since 1960.
Yahoo! Great going, you two. Listeners, don't leave. Don't froth. We'll be right back.
You're new to the Quad Cities, and you're looking for opportunities to stay connected and to get involved. Or maybe you've been here a while and recognize that it's time to get out there and take some classes, meet some people, and do something new for your health and your frame of mind. But where do you start? Go to ymchealthconnect.org. Click on the events heading, and you'll find a list of educational opportunities, support groups, and other health-related events, all sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical. Medical Center. YRMC offers opportunities for learning about nutrition, respiratory wellness, exercise, reversing heart disease, and much more. The list is updated regularly, and events are always being added, so make sure you check in weekly to stay connected to the latest opportunities. So get out there and get involved. It's easier than ever to find out what's happening at YRMC. Go to yrmchealthconnect.org.
It's summer at Rafter 11. Join us every Tuesday for a taste of fresh greens from the farmer's market and Rafter 11's beautiful salad dressings. On Fridays, get a flight of three wines and an appetizer for only $7. Saturday, join us on the patio for live music. We always have coffee and homemade scones, wine with roasted pecans, walnuts, and almonds bathed in savory olive oils and spices, or try our delicious seasonal bruschetta on house-made artisan bread. Rafter 11, where quality and community connect.
Hi, this is Roger Barton, owner of Badger Roofing, a proud member of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Badger Roofing is a locally owned family business, and we've been providing quality roofing services in the Prescott area and northern Arizona since 1994. At Badger Roofing, we're working hard every day to continue our tradition of providing exceptional quality and service to you, our valued customers and friends. Give us a call at 771-8770 or online at badgerroofing.net. At Badger Roofing, we've got you covered.
What's that sound? That's your air conditioner? That unit's no spring chicken. Now you can have a top-of-the-line heating and cooling system, including a 10-year warranty, without draining the bank. Whether you're in the market for a new system or a repair, turn to your Carrier experts at Moyers, where we have 60-month financing available that will keep you living comfortably on those dog days of summer. Give us a call at 772-4346 or check out terms and conditions at MoyersHVAC.com, where we put honesty before profit. You have my word on it.
You're listening to Hammer Time, Waking Up with YCCA. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Listeners, thanks for hanging with Mike, Jillian, and me this morning on Hammer Time, brought to you by Yavapai County Contractors Association. Love this show. Love the community.
Yes, we do.
778-0040 if you need YCCA, have any questions, need help, need a contractor, need your window fixed, your roof leaks, or you need a mini split or a historical renovation.
Boy, you just covered the gamut.
Holy moly, residential or commercial. So tune in next weekend. We'll be here at the breakfast table again with some more awesome guests. Jillian and Mike, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Great show. So until next weekend, I'm Sandy.
I'm Mike.
I'm Mike.
I'm Jillian.
And you guys say...
Mini splits, that's the way.
Historical restoration, residential, and commercial.
Haley Construction. We're gone until next weekend.
You've been listening to Hammer Time, Waking Up with YCCA.
Hammer Time is brought to you by Badger Roofing, Elan Electric, Arizona Seamless Gutters, Barrett Propane, Prescott Dirt, Century Painting, The Amazing Foot Spa, Builders Wholesale, Rafter 11, Moyers Heating and Cooling, Vicente Landscaping, and the Yavapai Regional Medical Center.
The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Hammer Time, Waking Up with YCCA on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Break it down!
Airtime for this broadcast was paid for by the Yavapai County Contractors Association, and they were solely responsible for its content.
Hey, Quad Cities, Hugh Hewitt here, inviting you to join me every weekday morning from 3 to 6 for the Hugh Hewitt Show on KQNA. We'll start your morning off with what's going on in the news and what's going on with the newsmakers. Trust me, it's the best way to get your day started in the most informed way. The news you must have, the analysis you need. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6, right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA.